In the game streaming scene, headsets are often looked down upon. Gaming headsets specifically focus on having decent audio and a usable microphone in a cheap package, but a higher quality result can be achieved with a better pair of headphones and a standalone microphone. This is ideal if you're broadcasting from a static location with minimal relocation or gear movement, at least quality-wise. There's the issue of a giant microphone blocking most of the speaker's face, however. But in the professional broadcasting field, when you need to cover live events and have a mobile and clutter-free setup, headsets are a huge boon to such a setup. They rely on professional headsets such as this one, the Audio-Technica BPHS-1, to provide high-quality microphone audio and let the talent hear themselves and each other while broadcasting, while rejecting background noise and not taking up too much table space or too much camera space. It was actually at such an event, a local sports broadcast, that I first used and tested the BPHS-1, or a similar model at least, in person, back in 2013 or so. Despite what complaints you may hear in this video, that experience was positive enough that I still decided to pick one up for myself at a whopping $200 4 years later. Does this professional headset fill my need of having a Vox-level quality microphone experience without having my large RE20 blocking my face? Let's take a look right after this. TubeBuddy is the best tool you can get to manage your YouTube channel. You can update videos in bulk, optimize your SEO, syndicate to social media, back up your metadata, and more, all with a simple browser extension. Head to eposvox.com/TubeBuddy to learn more and download it for free. I'm EposVox, here to make tech easier and more fun, and today, tackling the Audio-Technica BPHS-1 broadcast headset. And yes, as I mentioned before, it costs $200. What do you get for such a steep price? Well, you get the headset itself with attached and reversible microphone, a secure but detachable cable that ends in an XLR and 1/4-inch TRS jack with a very long length, and three phone windscreens for the mic capsule, which you don't want to lose. The headphones themselves are about as unremarkable as it gets, but they're very durable. There's minimal padding on the headband, but the adjustment band is made of metal, which is nice. The can housing is made of hard plastic that can take a beating. I have dropped mine and kicked it around a large number of times since March, which is when I picked it up, and you'd never really know. It's not even really scuffed up or anything. And I know the ones that I worked with for local broadcasts were always taking a beating, getting thrown around into the storage bins, getting thrown around on set, and so on. The microphone arm is the most easily positionable of any headset that I've ever used, and I'm really not sure how gaming headset companies get this so wrong all the time. Microphone positioning is not that hard. Better yet, it can spin all the way around to go on the left side or the right side of the talent's face. While yes, this is a stereo headset, the intended use of a broadcast environment where everyone's headphones are hooked up to headphone splitters and fed mostly mono tracks anyway, the left-right channel balance is not really all that important. In many cases, the user will only have one ear covered anyway, so they can still hear the real-time sound around them. Otherwise, the closed-back cans seal out a lot of outside sound. The microphone capsule is huge. This is a great vocal mic designed specifically for background noise rejection and picking up clear and crisp vocals. It's a big dynamic microphone with a cardioid pickup pattern. And again, you want those windscreens on to prevent the breathing noise or pops or whatever, because it can get pretty bad without it. The audio cable attaches with a little thumb screw to keep it locked and secured into the headset, which is nice. The cable is long and carries both the XLR microphone output to run to any mixer or interface with no need for phantom power, and the 1/4-inch headphone signal. The main complaint here is that you can only really pull the headphone jack and XLR so far apart, and even on my little audio rack, this means having to basically have it pulled tight and taut in order to reach the headphone output on my mixer and the XLR input on my preamp just a few U's lower. I don't understand why they limit how far you can separate them. Before we get to microphone quality, let's talk about my complaints with this headset a bit more. The included ear pads are awful for long-term use. They're super thin pleather that does the job of sitting somewhat comfortably on ears and being easy to clean sweat and grease off of, which is important for that kind of use, but they're just not comfortable if you're sitting at home streaming all day. I have replaced them with some super thick velour ear pads from Brainwaves. These are like tiny little pillows that help keep the drivers off my ears and add a lot more comfort, but they also pick up a lot more dust and hair and would get very gross if you're passing them between host to host in a multiple person streaming setup or a live broadcasting event. As I mentioned before, the headband itself also has very minimal padding. The headphones themselves also have a pretty meh sound to them. Again, they're not made to be studio reference monitors or anything like that, but it's worth considering. You can hear everything fairly clear and fine, but there's no wide sound stage. It's the boring kind of flat sound profile, and they're a little weak feeling compared to my higher-end headphones with bigger drivers. Again, fine for its intended purposes, but were disappointing for my kind of streaming. Let's take a look at the microphone next.
The mic actually sounds really, really good. During my live streams with this headset, viewers were surprised as to how high quality a headset mic can sound. While they could clearly tell the difference between this mic and my usual RE20 setup side by side, using it on their own, they were equally as happy with the result, and to a degree, as am I. Using the headset gives me more freedom to move around while I stream and not worry about vocal pickups and having half of my webcam blocked off. It's definitely a headset microphone, but compared to a cheap gaming headset, it's a lot better. For a comparison, here is the microphone on the Creative Sound Blaster X H7 gaming headset. Just a standard, fairly expensive gaming headset, but the microphone still isn't great. What you've been listening to is the raw microphone running straight into my mixer with no processing applied. Let's switch things up. In the same headset purchase, I also picked up the DBX-286S 1U Audio Processing Box or Channel Strip to add to my rack. This one little box basically does all of the processing steps that the rest of the original processing rack that I built does. Preamps, adds a compressor, adds a noise gate, a de-esser, some sort of equalizer. This small box brings out a lot better sound from the headset microphone as you're hearing now. These settings are actually tuned for my ElectroVoice RE20 desktop microphone, which is what I've switched to using this 286S for, so it might not sound perfect with this headset microphone. It's just to show that microphones like this sound great as is, but play very nicely with audio processing hardware. And I do plan on picking up a second one to add back to this microphone and use dedicated for it.
Again, a smaller headset mic will never beat out a bigger, better built microphone. Only so much can be done in that kind of package, but it's still a pretty kick-ass microphone. So would you pick up this headset for your professional broadcasts or event broadcasts? I think for $200, it's a pretty good sell for an upgrade on a normal headset quality, but depending on your use case, the crappy headphones and the uncomfortable pads and headband could be a pretty big problem. But if you just used it for streaming, I think it could be okay. YouTubers like CNanners have actually moved to this kind of setup for their streaming workflows in recent years as well, which was neat to see. If you have a bigger budget, I'd recommend checking out Sennheiser's broadcast line of headsets. They start at $500, more than double the price, but seem to provide much better headphones and quite a bit better microphones, depending on your situation. Worth giving a shot, but out of my budget to try myself anytime soon. I hope you enjoyed this review. I tried to do what I could to bridge both the intended mobile broadcast market of this product with my more game stream oriented audience and cover all sides. If you liked it, smash the like button, get subscribed for more awesome tech videos. I'm Ablesvox, and I'll see you in the next one. Happy streaming!